Locals looking for a cruise out of Vancouver in the winter months won't have much luck. But numerous low-cost flights out of the lower mainland connect to cruises from other ports year-round. Alaskan cruises that sail from Vancouver regularly start at prices upwards of $2,000 per person. There are some cheaper Pacific coastal cruises in the early spring and at the start of fall, but these options are limited and generally require a flight to or from California. The first sailing that departs out of Canada Place is a five-night Pacific coastal cruise on the Disney Wonder that departs on March 11, 2024. Travelers looking to sail during the winter can pair low-cost flights with cruises in ports across the United States, including hot spots such as Los Angeles, Miami, and Fort Lauderdale. Have a look at some cheap options for flights that depart from Vancouver International Airport, YVR, in the new year that will connect you to cruises. Los Angeles to Mexico. California offers a bounty of ultra-low-cost cruise options for tourists looking for everything from a quick getaway to a long voyage and everything in between. Best of all, flights to the Golden State are the cheapest ones south of the border from YVR. Carnival Cruises, known for its laid-back, joyful onboard experience, has several short cruises that sail out of Los Angeles over the winter and visit cities along the California coast and Mexico. The cheapest option is a cruise on the California Radiance that sails to Mexico in the new year. The cruise departs from Los Angeles on January 29, 2024, and makes a stop on Catalina Island before sailing to Ensenada, Mexico. It spends one day at sea before returning to Los Angeles on February 2. Photo via Vacations to Go. Travelers may want to spend a night in Los Angeles before the cruise so they don't miss the sailing. The cruise departs at 5 p.m. sharp and won't wait for stragglers. Plus, cruise lines typically advise that they arrive 4 hours before that time to check in and get settled in their stateroom, as well as to hear the safety instructions. If you choose to fly in on the day of the cruise, ensure that you book the earliest option. However, keep in mind that a flight delay could mean that you run the risk of missing your cruise. A sailing that departs the day before on January 28 and returns on the day the cruise ends, February 2, and costs $201. The return flight departs at 8 p.m., which is well after the cruise sails into port, 7 a.m., allowing you ample time to disembark from the cruise and get to the airport. To score this low-cost deal, book one-way tickets separately with Flair Airlines and WestJet. Photo via Google Flights. The Baja Mexico cruise is currently on sale for US$635.30 for an interior stateroom, no window, which works out to approximately C$863.41 based on the current exchange rate. This price works out to a per-person rate of C$431.71. Not only does that cost include your transportation on a beautiful ship, but it also includes meals, entertainment, snacks, and lodging. The only thing it doesn't factor in is alcohol, but you may opt to purchase a drink package that can reduce the cost of your spending. Prices for ocean view and balcony staterooms don't cost much more and may provide a more comfortable or pleasurable experience. Photo via Carnival. The total cost of the cruise package from YVR is C$632.71, $431.71 plus $201. If you fly the night before, you will want to add the cost of one night in a hotel, which starts from just over $100 to $200 per night. Miami to the Bahamas. While flights are more expensive from YVR, Florida offers a wide range of cruises to suit every taste and budget. There are some cheap flight deals, but they are less frequent than ones flying into California. MSC Cruises, a Swiss cruise line, offers a low-cost option out of Miami onboard the MSC Divina, which departs from Miami on February 1, 2024. The cruise spends a day at sea before making a couple of stops in the Bahamas and then returning to Miami on February 5. Photo via Vacations to Go. Travelers should spend a night in Miami before the cruise so they don't miss the sailing. Unfortunately, this particular itinerary doesn't have a flight home that allows enough time to comfortably disembark from the ship and get to the airport. Travelers may want to spend one night in Miami at the end of the cruise, too. A flight that departs YVR on January 31 and returns on February 6 costs $476 and includes one stop in Los Angeles in either direction. Photo via Google Flights. The Bahamas cruise is currently on sale for $598 for an interior stateroom, no window, which works out to a per-person rate of $299. Photo via MSC Cruises. The total cost of the cruise package from YVR is $755, $476 plus $299. Hotels start from just over $100 to $200 or $50 to $100 per person, so you may want to add a couple of $100 onto the per-person estimate. Fort Lauderdale to the Bahamas. Travelers who prefer to sail on a family-friendly, entertainment-centered cruise line should look into a Royal Caribbean Line, RCL, sailing in Florida in January. RCL's Liberty of the Seas sails out of Fort Lauderdale on Friday, January 19 and makes stops in the Bahamas before returning to the Floridian city on January 22. Photo via Vacations to Go. Travelers should spend a night in Miami before the cruise so they don't miss the sailing. There is a direct option with Air Canada that departs in the morning on January 18 and flies back to Vancouver on January 22. It makes one stop in Toronto on the return trip home and costs $558 including tax. Photo via Google Flights. The three-night, Bahamas and Perfect Day, cruise is currently on sale for $726.90 for an interior stateroom, no window, which works out to approximately $974.99 based on the current conversion rate. This price works out to a per-person rate of $487.50. Photo via Royal Caribbean. The total cost of the cruise package from YVR is $1,045.50, $487.50 plus $558. You will want to add the cost of one night in a hotel, which starts from just over $100 to $200, or $50 to $100 per person.